Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Last week, I talked about brain fever and situation-related epilepsy in dogs. This week, I want to talk a little bit about situational memories in dogs. You might be thinking that if dogs are capable of experiencing seizures that are related to a specific situation, then situational memory has already been proven. And indeed, it has. But in science, you can't generalize from situations that cause seizures in dogs to situations that trigger a recall of a certain other memory. That you and I do this every day is inconsequential. Science needs that eliminate the variable cut to the bare bones data in order to test it and refute it or add to it in some way. Relative to situational memory in dogs, and in many cats, I would add, this probably isn't something new to most people who have animals and pay attention to them. A common example for me is if I go somewhere and leave the dogs and cat at home, when I return, they know it's me. They recognize the car. And they respond accordingly. They don't respond to me the same way they respond to a strange car and strange people. On the other hand, if I come back in a different car, then initially the vehicle gets the same treatment as any other strange vehicle. This isn't to say that my dogs bark aggressively, but it's just a different type of greeting. Both greetings tend to be high energy, but the greeting for me has a special quality that the dogs reserve for me. But if I come home in a strange vehicle, the vehicle first gets the strange vehicle response. But when I get out of the vehicle, there's a pause, like they're surprised. And then my usual greeting occurs. If I return more than once in that vehicle, for example, if it's a loaner I have while service is being done to my regular car, after a while they get used to it and they greet me the same way. When I get my old car back, there's a mini version of this. Maybe the first one or two times they're sort of surprised, they get back into the routine a lot more quickly. Proving situational memory in dogs requires setting up an experiment. First, they were trained to imitate a simple action, such as look at a bucket or touch an umbrella, when given the command, do it, by the trainer. Once the researchers knew that the dogs would predictably mimic this behavior, then they added another step to the experiment. They taught the dogs the down command. So now we have two commands. One command is to look at a bucket or an umbrella when the trainer says do it. And the second one is to lie down on demand. After these two commands were taught and the dogs were exposed to them in order, the next phase of the experiment was to determine what the dogs would do if the lie down command didn't follow the first part of the sequence, which was to look at the bucket or the umbrella. If the dogs were capable of episodic memory, then when the down command didn't follow look at the bucket or the look at the umbrella part of the routine, the dog should look surprised. And indeed they did. Their response further supported that dogs at least are capable of episodic memory. In addition to providing more data relative to this cognitive ability in dogs, at least, it also reminds us of how much richer our lives with our own dogs can be, as well as our own cats. Sometimes we take their cognitive skills for granted. I suspect if you paid attention, you would know from their behaviors that they had gotten entire sequences, that they had certain expectations regarding our behavior and their response to them. And if we change the routine, they're surprised. Some of them might even be stressed or upset. If you discovered this, take joy in it. Give yourself credit for it. Be proud of yourself. Be proud of your dog that you do create these little routines subconsciously as part of your everyday life. You don't need a laboratory experiment. You and your dog and possibly your cat are spontaneously demonstrating this type of cognition, this type of connection, and this type of bond with each other on a daily basis.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.